Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, August 28th. The Jaguars, they've made their roster cuts down to 53. Now we get the announcement by the team of 14 additions to the practice squad, which teams were able to start filling out earlier this afternoon. We're going to roll through all the names on this practice squad. No surprises, and also the Jaguars elected not to submit any waiver claims, or at least they did not win any waiver claims that they submitted. The Jaguars are not adding any players via waivers. So practice squad additions, we're going to get into it here. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. So we're going to name all these guys and then talk about each one individually. So tight end Sean Bowman, cornerback Christian Braswell, wide receiver Joshua Cephas, defensive end DJ Coleman, wide receiver Elijah Cooks, tight end Josiah DeGuara, safety Terrell Edmonds, cornerback Trey Flowers, defensive end Joe Gaziano, running back Jalen Jackson, offensive lineman Stephen Jones, linebacker Tanner Muse, quarterback EJ Perry, wide receiver Austin Trammell. I'll go ahead and tell you all this right now. This is a good-looking practice squad. There's some guys that I thought deserved to make the football team on this practice squad, and plenty of guys who I thought would be on the practice squad or be signed elsewhere here. So tight end Sean Bowman is a guy who just kind of stood out consistently for the Jaguars, not in like any major way, like not like a crazy elite athlete or anything like that, but he just made the plays that were there to be made consistently throughout training camp, and he impressed the coaching staff. The coaching staff talked about that multiple times. So not surprised to see him on the practice squad. You've also got tight end Josiah DeGuara on the practice squad, who he showed out. Like, this is a guy that played a long time for the Packers, you know, several years, was a former day two pick for the Green Bay Packers, and a guy that's a really good receiver out of the backfield. So I think that as depth pieces at tight end, a team that in the Jaguars that they are going to run 12 personnel. And now none of these players are protected. So if another team decides they want to sign them to their active roster, that's still a thing. But as of right now, Sean Bowman, tight end Josiah DeGuara, these two guys, I think, are nice depth pieces for a team that does like to run a lot of two tight end sets. Cornerback Christian Braswell and cornerback Trey Flowers. I thought Braswell was going to make the team. I thought he was going to be key depth at nickel and somebody who could even play outside if need be, but the Jaguars decided they're going to try to stash him on the practice squad, and that's exactly what they were able to do right here. So Braswell is a guy that plays fast, plays aggressive. I think they just probably wanted to see a little bit more from him and probably felt like from a numbers perspective, if they were going to cut one of the guys that they ended up cutting, like they didn't want to cut any of the guys that are on the roster, right? Like DeAndre Prince is a player they've drafted this year who has a little bit more speed, a little bit more pedigree. I think more of a potential to be a long-term play outside at outside cornerback. Buster Brown is somebody they valued clearly who played really well the last couple weeks of camp. kind of stepped it up in this new defense. Obviously, Jarian Jones not going anywhere, Tyson Campbell, Ronald Darby. So I think Christian Braswell just was probably one of those last cuts that they really didn't want to make, but they ended up, you know, numbers game. That's what they ended up doing. At wide receiver, Joshua Cephas and Elijah Cooks and Austin Trammell. It's good to see all three of those guys back. Trammell is a just good route runner, good receiver. He's not the biggest. He's not the fastest, but he can. He showed he can play some special teams. He's definitely a good little punt returner back there. I'm happy he's sticking around in Jacksonville. Joshua Cephas, a player that a lot of folks had expectations for as an undrafted free agent this year out of UTSA. Couldn't quite make the team, didn't quite have the preseason he probably hoped for, but he'll get to continue to develop here in Jacksonville for the time being. And Elijah Cooks, ups and downs this training camp and preseason, but finished really strong, and a guy who the Jaguars didn't want to cut last year. They kept seven wide receivers so they could keep Elijah Cooks around. And this year they decided to go with six, again, numbers game, back into the roster. Jags wanted to have more of a rotation on that defensive line this year. So Elijah Cooks doesn't make it. But I think that goes to continue to show you kind of about the depth that they have at some spots on this roster that I've talked about the last couple days. Defensive ends, DJ Coleman and Joe Gaziano. I'll just start with Gaziano because it's crazy that, like, he has not been in Jacksonville very long, but the Jags felt strongly enough about what they have seen from him that they wanted to keep him around on the practice squad. And then DJ Coleman, another player. After they traded Travis Gibson, I expected DJ Coleman to be on that active roster. He's obviously not here on the 53-man roster, but I think DJ Coleman's another player they really wanted to keep around in their system, but the way the rules are in the NFL with these 53-man rosters, they just kind of felt like they had their hands tied, I think, with Christian Braswell, with DJ Coleman, maybe a couple of these other guys. Safety, Terrell Edmonds, a player that I think Ian Rappaport reported it that they were going to release him, but they would have liked to sign him back to the practice squad as soon as they released him. That was the news. And they were able to get him back, so that's great.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It does kind of go to show you, though, I think locally there probably is a little bit of you might overrate some of these players and how they're viewed around the league. Like Terrell Edmonds, he is a very good practice squad player. I think he's someone that did a good job for the Jaguars this training camp and preseason. But it's not like there are folks clamoring, to get him on their 53-man roster. And so I think having a little bit of perspective also is certainly helpful here for fans seeing things like that, like Joshua Cephas, Elijah Cooks, Christian Braswell, DJ Coleman, Terrell Edmonds, all these guys getting back to the practice squad. And then I mentioned cornerback Trey Flowers being on the team or on the practice squad. He's a guy that had some really good flashes for them, has length, can play physically. So I like keeping him around, even though he's a veteran. Running back Jalen Jackson, he was one of my favorite stories of training camp out of Villanova, the undrafted free agent. I just thought he played so tough, so physical, had a little bit of juice, being able to run and pick up some yardage. And then his hands were very strong. He made several big-time grabs throughout training camp. He was very, very willing when it comes to pass protection, which you don't always see from these young guys. I just like he's compact, low to the ground, a good center of gravity, tough runner. I'm happy to see him in Jacksonville. Steven Jones is a player I think the Jaguars really wanted here as an undrafted free agent out of Oregon. He is a huge offensive lineman, but he entered training camp with the calf injury, didn't really quite get things going, so they couldn't quite see what they had there, but they wanted to keep him in the system, certainly as someone who I think they look at as potential long-term depth. Linebacker Tanner Muse is a guy who's been in the league for a little bit here, former Clemson Tiger, and he has the potential, not just potential, but he has done it. He can be a valuable core special teamer. Like if you had an injury to one of your top special teams guys, I think you could call up Tanner Muse and he would be able to fulfill that role pretty well for you. Like if a Caleb Johnson went down, for instance, I think Tanner Muse you could call up he could do a really good job for you on special teams, so you don't see a major drop off there. Quarterback EJ Perry, he's kind of the emergency quarterback at this point because the Jaguars only have two quarterbacks on their active roster. EJ Perry is the only other guy. He signed with the Jaguars last week to be on their 90-man roster after CJ Beathard got hurt, and we did hear from Trent Baalke yesterday. CJ Beathard, Jaguars had to waive / injure him, so they did an injury settlement with Beathard, and he's expected to be out for at least 4 weeks, 4 games, and then the Jaguars can kind of start to reevaluate. Other teams will have an opportunity to sign him before the Jaguars do, if the Jaguars look to pursue that path. But at this point, no CJ Beathard, so EJ Perry is on the practice squad, and that'll do it for the practice squad, which obviously means Tyler Shatley not a part of this football team right now, which is pretty wild. It's been a long time. So one of those things where an undrafted free agent has a terrific career as a backup and somebody who can fill in for you, but it looks like it might be the end of the road there. But this practice squad, I think, should give fans, some hope for the future, some developmental players here, some guys that if there are injuries on the 53, I think can certainly come in and play some good football for you. Now, teams can sign these players right now to their 53-man roster, so it's possible that could happen if there's injuries around the league, other things happening. But this is the practice squad as of right now. You've got 14 players on the practice squad. The Jaguars could add two more potentially to this practice squad. I expect them to do that at some point, but not sure when. That's going to do it, though. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think about the practice squad here in the 53 in the comment section below. Quick reminder, we do have Club Jaguar kicking off tonight again at 8:30 p.m. over on UCF Jaguars channel. Should be another fun show talking about the Bucks game, roster cuts, Miami a little bit. Should be a good one, so go check it out. That's me, UCF Jaguar, Jason from Jaguars United over on UCF Jaguars channel. It'll be live at 8:30 p.m. this evening. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants.
Marino has shown his colors. F
if he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.